went through the company's intensive sales training course. He also honed his business sense and sales abilities by conducting cold calls on Xerox's behalf. In 1979, he joined the European manufacturer, Perstorp, and was soon named as vice president of the company's subsidiary, Hammerplast. It was during his time with that company that he noticed Starbucks, an obscure coffee chain, was ordering more drip coffee brewing devices than major department stores like Macy's. On a hunch, Schultz decided that he needed to learn more about the company and meet the founders. He went to Seattle, met Baldwin and Bowker, tried his first cup of dark roast coffee, and fell in love with the city. Over the course of nearly a year, he got to know Baldwin and Bowker better and vied for a marketing position at Starbucks. His parents and his wife's family questioned the wisdom of the potential professional move, since Schultz was making far more at Hammerplast, but he decided to pursue the job anyway. Finally, Schultz secured a place at Starbucks as its marketing director. Under Bowker and Baldwin's tutelage, Schultz gained an appreciation for fine coffee. He discovered a resounding love for espresso during one momentous trip to Milan, Italy. After encountering the drink, he began begging the founders of Starbucks for the opportunity to serve espresso to customers. Bowker and Baldwin, however, resisted Schultz's idea. They served small samples of coffee in the store, but Starbucks was a roastery and wholesale distributing company, not a cafe. Schultz eventually convinced